Chipper's neighborhood. Every morning, Chipper woke up happy and ready to scamper out to play in the branches of his home tree. He loved chattering at the birds that landed in the rest of the branches. Some of the birds chatter back. Other birds didn't seem to like chipmunks very much and flew off with a squawk. That made Chipper laugh and made the nice birds who chattered back to him laugh too. One of the birds, a meadowlark, was one of Chipper's best friends. Louie the meadowlark sang such a pretty song. Chipper could listen to it all day. Of course, neither of them had time to chatter and sing all day. They both had to find food. Chipper and Louie chattered and sang for a while, and then each went to hunt for some breakfast. Chipper ran down the trunk of his tree and started hunting in the grass for fallen nuts and seeds. Once in a while, he stopped to chatter to other chipmunks as they hunted for their breakfast. Chipper saw what looked like some tasty nuts not far from his tree. They looked too good to pass up, so he scampered through the grass to them. Just then, Chipper heard a sound he dreaded, a dog barking. That always meant trouble. He looked around to see if he was very close. He didn't see anything, so he grabbed as many nuts as he could carry and started back to his tree. When he got about halfway to his tree, the dog was suddenly right in front of him, barking and snarling. Chipper froze, unsure of what to do. His only way to the safety of his tree was cut off. Out of nowhere, a flurry of feathers swooped down into the dog's face. That gave Chipper a chance to run around the dog before it could get him. Just as Chipper got around the dog, he felt something come down on his tail. He looked behind him and right into the dog's mouth. He just knew he wasn't going to get away this time, but he turned and bit the dog's chin as hard as he could. The dog yelped and Chipper ran as fast as he could to the tree. Soon he was up too high in the tree for the dog to reach him. He stopped and panted to catch his breath. That dog was so mad. It was trying to get up the tree to catch Chipper. The sight of the dog trying to climb up the tree trunk made Chipper laugh so hard he almost fell off the branch he was sitting on. Louie flew up and landed next to Chipper, and the two of them teased the dog and laughed until the dog gave up and went away. Once the dog was gone, Chipper went back down the tree to find some nuts to eat. With his tummy full, Chipper went home for a nap. He chuckled as he curled up in his cozy bed and thought about how even the smallest creatures can find ways to defend themselves. This has been Chipper's Neighborhood, written by Jupiter Kids, narrated by Sandra Alexander. Copyright 2014 by Speedy Publishing, LLC. Production copyright 2014 by Speedy Publishing, LLC.